Please remember, the views and opinions expressed by this show or any other show on DV Radio and its guests are strictly those of said individuals and do not reflect those of the DV Radio staff, nor the staff of Dysfunctional Veterans.
I'm Nevermore, and I'm not normally this pleasant sounding.
I'm Frosty, and I'm just a frozen asshole.
And that's right, you got DV Oink, who loves to play in shit. I mean, no, wait a minute, hold on.
And they really didn't name y'all Asshole 1 and 2?
That's what the boss calls it.
Two people remember me, and one's both small.
I'm not surprised.
We were a little bit soggy.
Boiled bacon.
That's right.
And I'd like to introduce DV Midnight Backdoor for all your backdoor needs.
And you know what that means.
We will talk really slow for you.
I don't know, some of those nights at work.
I say it's a different little bird.
Welcome to Frag Out, Drag Out. And welcome to Frag Out, Drag Out. On DV Radio, WDVR, you have Nevermore. We have Frosty. We have Uncle Fester. We have Oink. And we have a guest host today, DV Cutter. But we're just going to say Cutter because it's easier. Hello. Cutter, introduce yourself and go ahead and tell people what branch of service so we can start making fun of you now instead of later.
Well, I was in the Coast Guard, so I'll just go back to being quiet.
it's gonna come in chat, but you know what, we got just about every branch of service in here. I mean, Navy's here; they're just silent and recording. We got the Air Force. We got the Marine Corps. We got a fireman. We're missing the Army, but we don't really miss the Army, so.
No, he does, say, he does the editing. That.
Fuck this shit, I'm out. Mm-mm. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
No thanks.
Don't mind me. I'ma just grab my stuff and leave. Excuse me, please. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Nope.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
All right, then.
I don't know what the fuck just happened, but I don't really care. I'ma get the fuck up out of here.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
He does the editing, so we'll count him.
Yeah, so, I mean, we all represented here, but I guess we'll start with how was everybody's week. I'll just go ahead and tell you mine's shit, so I'll get into that in a little bit. And I have a topic today for Frag Out. Y'all gonna love this one. Anywho, Uncle Fester, how was your week?
Overall, it was pretty good. Sunday was the 23rd anniversary, and I wanted to thank everybody that had a hand in it, helping the wife get everything together for my leg.
So technically, we had a hand in giving you a foot?
Pretty much. Well, actually, I decorated. I'm a walking billboard for DV Radio.
Nothing wrong with that, man. Nothing wrong with that. If it makes you happy and you like it. But I saw the pictures, and I was like, oh, there's the Raven with the freaking pin out of the grenade. That is awesome. I'm kind of partial to that, but I really got to get Carla to, is it Carla? Yeah, it's Carla. Yep. We really got to get Carla to do a little tweaking because I think Uncle Fester could get a little bit more Fester-like, and I feel like we need to do something where he's only got one leg. Maybe we
that's why,
him
that's why I put him
leg.
In the fire truck. It made it easier to draw.
Oh, yeah, I love that one. And all the ones that you did, we're not going to change that. But I would just like to have, like, not cartoony, but, you know, tweak the Raven a little bit. Because yeah. Right now, the poor little Raven, she doesn't look like the pin's actually in her mouth.
I'm working on it slowly.
There may or may not be a picture floating around of the poor Raven in a damn bikini on the beach. When he gets bored and you say something and he takes it literal, you end up with a raven in a bikini. A raven in a bikini doesn't even make sense to me, but it happened.
It worked. That's what's scary.
Yeah, it fucking worked. All right, since Frosty's in a good mood, Frosty, how was your week?
Oh, not too bad. It's a short week for me this week, so it makes life that much better. Played a little bit of traffic, spilled some paint, made a big mess out there on the main drive-through base, cleaned it up. Yeah, it was fun.
They didn't have to grind the road again, did they?
No, I got the pressure washer out there before the paint dried this time.
Wait, he said he didn't have to grind the road again. Care to explain? Go ahead and tell that story, and we'll get to everybody else's week. Tell that story of why he said again. It's literally again.
Inquiring minds are wanting to know, right?
Yeah.
Okay. traditionally, I have my one oops a year where I tend to lose a bucket of paint on one of the roads. And unfortunately, I like the main road going through base. If I'm going to make a splash, I'm going to make a good splash. Well, 2 years ago, about 2 weeks before the air show?
Yeah, right around there, yeah.
Right around there, yeah. It was right just before the air show. Yeah, just I was turning around, hauling a trailer, and one of the buckets of paint decided to jump out of the trailer as I went around the corner. And I lost about 3 gallons of paint on the road.
And for people that don't understand, 3 gallons spreads out quite well when it's on a flat surface.
Flat surface. And then you get cars driving through it. So yes.
I know. You should see what happens when they're inside a trailer and paint cans explode.
Well, by the time the whole thing was done, well, the white paint stretched out. Of course, yes, this is bright white traffic paint. It stretched out about 75 yards and took up most of a lane of traffic. So
right on a corner too.
Yeah, right.
So it gets even better in a minute.
So the quick cover up to make it look nice, we break out the paint truck and they paint over it with black traffic paint and basically make it look like a giant asphalt patch. So it is now officially one lane wide and about 100 yards long. And we let that cover for the It worked for the air show, kind of keep it hidden. But then we started getting the rain at the end of the season, and they went, this patch here, it's a little on the slick side.
No slickered shit.
Yeah, it was not fun. And so we spent a weekend. We tried with a pressure washer, but that stuff had already baked on, and we couldn't get it off. The other option we had was a giant pressure washer, but they wouldn't let us close the road down to use that one because it'll fling rocks 50 feet in any direction. So we got a little grinder that we broke out and we ground the top quarter inch off the road. Smoothed it out. It was great.
I just like how he was like, you didn't have to get out the grinder again. And I'm like, wait a minute. This is a trending thing?
Oh, I've still got my big red spot out on the airfield. That's still there. That was 4 years ago. The big giant dick on the side of the road, I think it's finally worn off. Right there over by the hospital. I've got a couple of good spots out there.
I'm a little concerned. Now the wintertime got the plow stuck. In the summertime, you spill paint at least once a summer, apparently. And if that doesn't happen, you paint and then it rains and you have to repaint. So, I'm beginning to think that they just keep you around for entertainment. I don't know, man.
Some days.
Well, you know, it's kind of like him, you know, playing Division 2. He's running around on fire all the time. We keep him around for a bullet sponge and for entertainment purposes.
The scary thing is they let me drive.
Oh, my God. See, I don't know what to think about that, but that's hilarious. Okay, Oink, we know how your week was, but go ahead and tell us about your, you know, fun week.
Yeah, it kind of started last week on about Thursday, the morning after our show. We recorded last time. Kind of got up and couldn't walk, so called in sick for Thursday and Friday, and no shit, I could not walk. I was actually hobbling, hanging on to everything, trying to even get to the bathroom. It was pretty pathetic. And Saturday, Sunday, pretty much the same thing. Monday, I got up and was like, nope, we're not doing it. So we called the boss and just said, you know, I got a couple hours to use your leaves for leave, and took leave and finally got a hold of the doc. I was like, look, doc, this shit is it's not working. I can't work. I can't walk. I can't do anything. And you fuckers need to do something because this shit's getting old. So finally, because of believe it or not, the COVID stuff, I was able to talk to the doc on Tuesday and get scheduled for Thursday for an MRI finally. And then, like I said, it's only been September of last year that this shit started. So yeah,
August,
September. Yeah. Somewhere around there. So yeah, needless to say, it's been an eventful week, and at the same time an uneventful week, because I've been sitting at home with, you know, trying to rest up. So I guess we'll see how the weekend goes.
Yeah, I mean, I'm fighting the same battle going to a doc, and, you know, they tried the needles in my brain, and that didn't work out. But, yeah. Okay, who do we – oh, Cutter, how was your week?
Not very exciting. I work from home now, so I'd never leave my studio apartment. My boyfriend's family has a farm down in, like, deep South Virginia, and we spent part of the weekend there painting. And then last night I ended up having a back spasm, and that was about the most exciting part of my week so far.
Yay, I guess.
And the Zoom house.
I have two dogs and a cat in my 450 square foot apartment. So it's been lots of yelling at everybody to leave everybody else alone. And my neighbors probably think I have kids, but nope, I just yell at the dogs.
So I'm actually from the deep south of Virginia, so...
So yay. It's the northern neck. It's technically not the deep south of Virginia, but nobody knows what the northern neck is, but
it's Pennsylvania.
I grew up in a place that if I say the county, everybody's like, where? Like, they've never heard of it. And I'm like, it's on the border of West Virginia. And most of my relatives are from another small hick town, coal mining town. So, you know, everybody's like, where'd you get your accent? I'm like, this is a mixture. I grew up in the Appalachian Mountains, and then something about these North Carolina fools gave me a weird accent.
Is it like Henrico County or something ridiculous where it's like, that's not that word.
No.
That's not how you pronounce that.
People actually pronounce it Gillies, but it's Giles.
Oh,
that's where I was born and raised. Don't live there now for you stalkers out there, okay? So, I ain't been back in eons. I probably would get lost now.
I'm from Ohio, but I'm city folk DC now. But my whole family's from the middle of nowhere, southern Ohio.
Now, my mom's side of the family, they grew up in Alexandria. So, I used to go up there and visit.
I am very, very familiar with Alexandria. I cannot confirm if I live in Northern Virginia or not, but.
Well, let's just put it this way. The traffic is enough to make you never, ever, ever, ever want to go back.
Oh, that's all of Northern. That's all of DC. Like, I drive and I would much rather just not. Like, I thought driving at home was bad. Like, it is terrible.
So, kind of like the Glen when somebody decides to run a truck into the bridge.
Apocalypse. Yeah.
Yeah.
Problem is, though, they got ways around that shit, though. They got extra roads that they could take. Us, we're stuck with one fucking road in and one fucking road out, so we're kind of screwed.
Okay, so I got a topic for you guys. So, for some reason, I decided to leave the house. We've been under a quarantine, but I just normally, once I have my days off, I work retail, so I don't really like to go out and shop and hang out or do any of that dumb stuff because I spend all week in that fucking mess. But I needed to get some stuff, so I decided to go to Lowe's. Well, I wanted to go to Lowe's because I didn't want to go to Walmart. It was easier to get painter's tape and little odds and ends like that. So Lowe's was fine. The people who worked there, associates, they were like super sweet. They were helpful. They were nice. And then we get to the checkout. Now, I didn't know before what was going on, but we're back to back to this, to a other register, not even 6 feet apart. Fuck social distancing, right? But anyway, so this guy is cussing. And he's like, well, just fucking ring it up anyway. Fuck you. I don't understand what the fuck your problem is. So we're continuing our checkout. And I was like, wow. Well, one of the girls that stepped out used to be a manager at my store. And I was like, you might want to stick around. This asshole behind me is really giving this cashier hell. And she walked over and she's like, is everything okay? And he goes, I want my fucking military discount. I'm a goddamn veteran. Give me my fucking discount. She won't give me my fucking discount. Well, for those of you, most people know this, but a few years ago, you could hand them your VA card, you know, whatever, something that said veteran. But then they changed it where you just register online. And then once you do that and send in your veteran proof, or you can do it at their customer service desk, each time you check out, you just give them your phone number and it automatically gives you your veteran discount, right? Well, this fuckwit hadn't done that. So I spent probably 2 minutes listening to a veteran temper tantrum. I said as loudly as possible, if you were in the military like you claimed, then you wouldn't be acting like a complete asshole while the other two veterans that are standing here, you're making us look stupid. And of course, my son's like, wow, you're being loud. Mama was like, I'm being loud on purpose. So this fuckwad leaves. So here's my frag out for this week, and I'll get everybody's opinion.
Frag out.
A discount most places don't offer. Like Walmart doesn't do a veteran discount, blah, blah, blah. They don't have to. They're not obligated. And none of us really signed up just to get a discount. Because being shot at just to get 10 or 15% off at Lowe's isn't my ideal of fun. I mean, I don't even go that often. So, you know what I'm saying? But this, we'll say bro vet, I'm not even sure on his status because, like I said, you could just take your 214 straight over to the desk and he literally could have got it done and come back and got his discount. You know what I'm saying? But what do you guys think when people demand discounts and have toddler tantrums? Well, it was a veteran tantrum, and acts a fool like that. We'll start with, we're going to start with Cutter. You're the younger one of the group. She's the baby. She ain't even hit 30 yet. We won't give out age, but she ain't even hit 30 yet. So what do you think about it?
I think that's it. I don't understand why anybody would make a big deal out of it. The only time I've ever made a big deal out of it was my first Veterans Day. We were at like Bob Evans or Waffle House, one of the ones that does free breakfast on Veterans Day. And I handed him my ID, and I was in uniform sitting with a group of Marines. I was the only Coastie. And the girl said, oh, I gotta ask and see if the Coast Guard counts. And I was like, oh, pray to Jesus for this poor girl's soul and the hell she is about to go through. Because
I might ask the same question just for fun.
Yeah, well, but remember the rules. We can make fun of each other, but no civilian's gonna sit there and knock on. You know that I'd have lost my shit.
No, I was like nice about it, but the Marines at the table kind of like looked at each other and looked at me, and I would like started turning red.
Oh yeah,
and I was like, I'm sorry, is my uniform not enough for you? And she was like, I don't know if the Coast Guard counts.
I guess I could, if you showed up and said you were militia, I guess that would be a reason to ask, but I mean, they still do basic training and shit, folks. It's still a branch of the military, sort of.
Well, they are Homeland Security, so.
But I will say I have a Purple Heart, and every time somebody wants to tell me I'm not a veteran, I just like to kind of like tap my invisible ribbon and be like, no, we don't play that game here. And then usually it shuts everyone up and they're like, oh, okay, I guess.
But what do you think about, like, I mean, this guy belittled this poor cashier to the point where if I'd have gotten there and heard him asking for his discount and then throwing the tantrum, because when I first got there, I didn't know what he was upset about. You know, everybody's on edge in the retail world. The customers are just complete dicks. I don't know how many disagreements I break up over stupid shit. So I thought, well, it's probably something dumb. They're probably out of something he wanted, and he's having a little bit of a fit. But when I found out he was having a veteran tantrum, I just was like, oh my God. So, I mean,
and it couldn't have been over what, more than $5?
And he didn't like, buy a lot. That's the thing. He like got like two or three little items. He walked out with one little bag. That just,
I could see like if you were trying to like making a big deal out of it, if you were buying a car or something and we're talking like $2,500 or something. But when you're throwing a tantrum over less than $5 or $10, like, that just, you shouldn't be throwing a tantrum at all. Didn't you, like, learn some manners when you were in the military, like, not treating the ladies at the PX like garbage?
Like, I just figure, you know, it's been a little over 3 years since they changed it to where you just did it online. And if he did any kind of shopping at Lowe's, he would have been told 100 times over by now, you know, just go do this. The, when they first changed it, it happened to us. He was like, he showed, JJ showed his ID, and he, and they're like, we're sorry, we don't do it that way. You have to go online, or you can bring your proof over to the desk and sign up at the desk. It literally would have been like, let's see, we spent like, we bought plants that day, so it would have been like $4. So we're like, oh, okay, no problem, no big deal. You know what I'm saying? But it's not something they have to give you. Be lucky they do anything at all.
Yeah, because most places don't. I don't, I, Home Depot does it like the first Monday of every month or something like that.
Oh, well, then, and he's going to be disappointed because he screamed, next time I'm just going to Home Depot.
Well, by gosh, you do that. The, and like you said, the people at Lowe's are nice. Like, they usually know what they're talking about. I've never had a problem at a Lowe's. Like, and the poor girl behind the counter probably didn't even know any better.
She stood and took it. I mean, she was just at like, but like our cashier, she was like, she came over and she's like, how are you? Did you find everything? How did it, how was the associates today? Are you a, she asked us if we were some other things. I can't remember what all she said. And she's like, are you active duty or you're a veteran? And he said, I'm a veteran. She goes, oh, okay, hold on 1 second. She hit the button. He put in his number. But I mean, I just don't know. Oink, what do you think about veteran-sized temper tantrums over a discount that they're not entitled to?
Well, I think Cutter nailed it right on the head. I mean, let's be honest here, folks. If you're there and you happen to be buying something, you know, small or, you know, under 15 bucks, and you're asking for a 10%, you're asking for, seriously? Are you fucking kidding me? And you're going to throw a tantrum. You know, you got this employee who's probably making minimum wage, maybe a little bit more, behind the counter. She's not getting paid to take your shit. First of all, I mean, that's just my opinion on that. Is, you know, they don't get paid enough to take people's shit over something that fucking petty. I mean, really. And like, they were in the military, for crying out loud. Come on. I mean, I understand every branch and every service and every career field out there has a shit bag. Dude, you just fucking implemented, you are the shitbag of whatever branch you were fucking.
Oh, yeah. I mean, after it was said and done, I was like, just so y'all know, not all veterans are like that. We're two veterans standing right here, and we would never, I didn't even have a temper tantrum when a lady actually tried to push me, it was an associate, push me away to Pet Skeeter after I done told her no. Instead, I just said, excuse me, back off. And I went and spoke to a manager about her behavior, but I didn't belittle her and have a meltdown on her because she, I mean, she touched our dog after being told no 3 times, and I still didn't go the fuck off like he did. And just, it's really what bothersome, because you just made us all look like that. The next person that walks through and says, I'm a veteran, that poor girl's going to probably cringe and hope to God she doesn't get cussed the fuck out again.
Yep. And, you know, there's up here in Alaska, it is very vet-friendly. I mean, McDonald's, some of your local McDonald's here, and a few other places offer the discounts. But if I'm going through the drive-thru and I'm buying a combo meal or something on the run real quick, I'm not going to show them my military ID to get a whole 40 cents off my little fucking combo meal. Come on, people. Now, if I'm buying a brand new refrigerator or washer and dryer, or, you know, something, a dishwasher, all within the last 6 months, yeah, that shit adds up. So of course I'm gonna ask for a discount if I know they offer it. Yeah, you know, and if they do change their policy to where you have to, like you said, go to the customer service or go online, come on, people, it takes fucking, what, 3 minutes of your time?
And then you say, okay, thank you, I appreciate that. Is there anything you can do for me right now? And if not, you move on.
Yeah, like you said, it just irks the fuck out of me, and I wish I would have been there.
Oh, like I said, we both don't hear very well, and he happened to be on my bad ear side, and the only reason we did hear it is because he got so fucking loud that I couldn't even hear my cashier, because, you know, they they don't, some of the places have that plastic shield that goes up, and a lot of them have that plastic curtain that dangles. Well, they have the curtain, so that muffles a lot. But when I turned and saw that that poor cashier was near in tears, and he started screaming, "I'm a goddamn veteran," I mean, at the top of his lungs, I was like, wow. Frosty, what do you think about shit like that?
Well, I think the guy's a big old douche, but that's beside the point. Yeah, there's no reason to throw a fit. I mean, if the place offers it, they offer it. If they don't, they don't. I mean, I go into places, and if it's someplace that I think they might offer it, I might say, hey, do you guys offer one? I don't necessarily say I am, but it's like, hey, do you guys offer anything? If not, okay, cool, that's no problem. Or if they do, hey, great, here, do you need an ID or something? But there's no reason to be the throw a temper tantrum because, oh, you didn't get it this time. Well, maybe they changed their policy. I don't know.
I mean, like I said, it's been 3 years, and I'm sure he's been to Lowe's in those 3 years. And when you ask for the discount, they politely tell you, I'm sorry, that's not how we do it now. You'll have to go online or you go over to the service desk. Just bring in your paperwork next time and you can fill it out at the service desk.
Yeah. I think it's now a hook to like your Milo's account or something.
Yeah, but it's been going, it, like I said, Jamie and I have been together for 3 years. And we found out about 4 or 5 months once he had moved down to North Carolina. So it's been a long time. I don't know why he's throwing a temper tantrum, but he's going to be really disappointed at the Home Depot because guess what? If they only do it certain days of the week, you're screwed. We have a Family Dollar here and they do a veteran discount, but they only do it on certain days of the week. And I always miss that day. You know what I'm saying? I never hit that day right. And I'd never mention it. I don't go, well, I know it's Tuesday. Can you go ahead and give me the discount? I don't say anything at all. They've got a big sign I can read and I go, oh, okay. Whoopsie. You know, I missed the day. Or if it's a place, like you said, like a woodworking shop or something where we go and we don't know, we just politely go, hey, do y'all happen to have a veteran's discount or military discount? If they say no, I don't. Why not? You owe me.
Yeah. Well, it's, in a way, it's kind of like the same thing with a senior discount.
Mm-hmm.
Some, especially like if you're going out to eat. I was on vacation last November, and we were down in California and went out to dinner at a decent restaurant. It's a chain place. And my parents asked, hey, do you guys offer a senior discount? And they're like, no, we don't, but we offer a veteran discount. And I happen to be wearing my DV shirt. I think that's why he mentioned it. Yeah. It's like, oh, that's cool. Thank you. And he's like, what branch are you in and whatnot and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Ended up, it was like a big discount. I was like, wow, I wasn't even expecting, wasn't going to ask. And yeah, I don't.
You sound like you're like the rest of us. You don't just walk in. Now, yeah, sometimes we wear markings, you know, like a DV shirt or the DV radio hat, you know, something. But we don't walk in and go, I'm a veteran. Hey, everybody. And by the way, somebody owes me 10% off.
No. The only time I can't say I necessarily threw a fit, but kind of pushed it, is I was visiting my folks down in Washington, and where they happen to have sales tax, which they don't have up here, and I was making a big purchase for them at one of those hardware stores. I don't remember which one it was. I went to so many that trip.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, hey, do you guys offer one? And they're like, yeah, but you got to go through this, this, and this. And it's like, okay. Well, let me get this taken care of real quick and pull this off, because when I'm taking 10% off of like a $300 order, that's a nice little chunk.
Mm-hmm. But you didn't have a temper tantrum. You just went and followed the directions.
No. Well, but the thing that I had the temper tantrum later when I saw that the same gal I checked out with earlier didn't include my Alaska disc or Alaska tax-free thing on there, and that's what I was more upset about.
Yeah, sales tax down here is pretty damn expensive.
But right, the VA discount covered it, so, oh well.
Yeah, I mean, but like you said, there was no, you know, I didn't have a tantrum. Yeah. I just went and fixed it.
Yeah, it's kind of like, oh well.
And I don't know. It's just, Uncle Fester, I know that you're not veteran, but some places do offer first responder discounts. What do you think about temper tantrums?
Actually, I think he was a gigantic asshole for doing that. You know, it makes everyone look bad, even, you know, even non-vets. That looks, you know, when someone has a meltdown like that, it makes everyone look bad.
All right, well, We kicked the dead horse, but I'm just here to tell you people, if you're one of those, we call them bro vets. You can call them what you want to call them, bet flakes, whatever. I don't really call many people bet flake. They have to really be. But when you act like this, you make the other veterans, especially if there's other veterans in the line with the other lady. You know, it to me, as a cashier, it would have popped in my mind, well, Jesus, I'm glad these two vets didn't go off on me. You know what I'm saying? It just, you look like a dick. And he wasn't buying an entire kitchen set that cost $12,000, and that discount would have taken off that money. If it's that important to you, you could have asked before you got there, hey, do you offer a veteran discount? What do I got to do? Even though, like I said, it's been 3 years. Fucking whoop-de-doo, dude. But we're going to take our break. And when we come back, Oink is going to tell us all about our sponsor. And we're going to talk about the place of Nevermore's brain here lately. And maybe I'll start feeling better. Hell, I don't know. But you're listening to Frag Out Drag Out on DV Radio, WDVR. And we'll be right back after this break.
Radio.
What's DV Radio?
DV Radio is for you, the veteran, active duty service member, caregiver, and civilian supporter of the military. DVRadio.net is the online veteran network made for and by veterans. From original shows to syndication, you can find it here on DVRadio.net. In an effort to continue our mission and make better quality shows for each and every one of you, visit our Patreon at patreon.com/DVRadio. Whether you can only pledge $1 per month or that entire $1 million inheritance your uncle left you, there's a tier with rewards waiting for you. So why not keep DV Radio running and get rewarded at the same time? Head to patreon.com/DVRadio now. That's patreon.com/DVRadio.
Radio.
And welcome back to Frag Out Drag Out on DV Radio WDVR. We still have everybody, and I'm not going to read the list. I don't know what we're going to talk about the second half, but Oink's got something to say to everybody out there.
We do, folks. Hey, if you just got back from hunting and you smell like shit because you've been out in the woods that long, I'll tell you what, guys, head over to K-Bar Soap Company and check these guys out. K-Bar Soap Company provide a superb bar of grenade-shaped soap. That's right, grenade-shaped soap, rivaled by no other soap company in existence. It is their mission to provide a natural alternative to mass-produced products in the market today and never compromise on quality. So ditch the bar, grab a grenade, K-Bar Soap Company, folks. Check them out.
Yeah, and to piggyback on what Oink just said, if you're getting ready to go out in the woods, try out the good old fuck bugs from K-Bar Soap. Chase them mosquitoes away.
That, or if you need to kill the scent, and instead of buying that $30, $40 bullshit, Ricky Recon, no scent, good for your skin, and you can go hunting and the deer won't smell a thing. Anywho, so K-Bar Soap is actually going to test out some mini Ricky Recons at PTS Dog Sisters Tattoo Shop now that it's open back up, and see how that does. So K-Bar, slowly but surely, they're expanding. You know, they just came out with their Moab. If you haven't tried a Moab, you are wrong. I love those bath bombs. Like, I'm going to go in debt because I'm going to need a bath bomb for every bath. Maybe he'll give me a bulk discount. I don't know. Maybe if I buy the whole batch, he'll give me 10% off. Where's my damn veterans discount, K-Bar?
You know, I'm going to add one of those to my next order, and I'm just going to cut the back off of it, of the wrapper, and toss it in. See if that thing will shoot around the tub.
It might. It's, yeah, that would be an interesting concept, but it is... You know, it took me a long time to convince him that bath bombs were a decent endeavor. I was like, I love Lush Cosmetics. I love their bath bombs. I probably, even though they've got a variety of scents and Moab's just one, I probably will not order another bath bomb from there and just keep my K-bar. And that's saying a lot because I went to a freaking giant mall in fucking Oregon because there's not a Lush actual physical store here. Crowded, packed with people, back to back. Dog couldn't even fit in there to get bath bombs in person. So just saying, for me to say I'm not going to ever order that again is saying a lot. Mm-hmm. Skeeter, you're snoring and you're going to end up on DV radio, buddy. Poor old Skeeter's wore out because I went to Hobby Lobby today. I went yesterday, but it was right before closing, so I didn't get to finish and I forgot everything I needed because, you know, PTSD brain. But yeah, it's, Nevermore's not having a good week. Whew. You're snoring really loud, dude. I know y'all probably can't hear it because he's far away from the mic, but I can hear him. Hey, wake up a minute. There you go. Can't concentrate, buddy. So,
I'm a CPAP.
Yeah. Anybody have anything that besides the Rona that they saw in the news or anything going on? Or there's a bear. We get bear pictures from the Alaskans because, you know, bear and moose freely roam.
Yesterday. You saw a nice one of them bears the other, was it yesterday, day before that I sent that?
I don't know.
I think it was yesterday. Big old fat one.
Well, who sent the blind, poor old blind bear? I felt bad for that bear.
That was Blind Betty.
I got the fat one over by the chow hall the other day.
diving into their wonderful food.
Oh, he was on his way.
Well, it is an Air Force base, so the food's probably better than what y'all are used to.
I wouldn't go that far. We're joint base now, so we got the Army right next door, and they've combined their services. I don't know.
That sold it out to a contractor.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me make sure my internet's stable, because either I'm unstable or Oink's unstable, because he just sounded like a robot.
Ruh-roh. It's you.
Okay. Let me give it a minute to stabilize. While I'm waiting for my internet to stabilize, because fuck you, Spectrum.
Oink's going to do the robot.
Oink's going to do the robot. Somebody make something to talk about.
I made somebody cry this week. I didn't mean to.
How'd you do that?
One of my college professors is now a really good friend of mine, and with everything that happened with the semester and trying to switch over to teaching online, and she's been having some like personal stuff happening too. She's she suffers like the rest of us, and all I did was send her daisies, and she's like, I opened the door and I started crying, and I was like, oh man, I'm really sorry. Like,
you knew she was allergic to him, didn't you? No, I'm just kidding. I said you knew she was allergic to him, didn't you?
I did. All I wanted her to do was sob.
I feel like during that, Bo needs to insert the Wicked Witch theme song right there, Cutter, just a little bit. Sob. Fly, my pretties, fly.
Well, all of my animals are black, so maybe.
Do that as part of the song as the lead-in, and then just have it as I just sent her flowers.
I just sent her flowers.
I didn't drop a house on nobody. Damn.
I actually feel bad when I make people cry. Like, here is a fun fact. I tried to join the military as a conscientious objector. Was told I could not do that, so I just enlisted and ended up as a 50 cal machine gunner.
Nice.
Did not mean for that to happen.
Well, the military has a funny way of taking like either the bittiest female or the female that, you know, used to be sweet and grew up redneck and gives them the biggest fucking gun and makes them tote it around. I was a 60 gunner and not like a 50 cal, nowhere near it, but still, I'm like, why'd you give the 110-pound person the biggest gun in the room? Okay, that's fine. That's fine. It's cool.
Oh, don't get me wrong. I loved it.
Oh, yeah, me too.
I like making whole-sized things, bits of things. That's my favorite thing.
Everybody loves Ma.
I miss the pig. I didn't appreciate having to tote her around, but I definitely appreciated pulling the trigger. Not gonna lie, I definitely loved it. I didn't like the speech when the very first day that they put me as a 60 gunner. Just remember, you only got 30 seconds, and then once the target that they go for the heavy machine gun, so you only have 30 seconds to live or move. So you might want to keep track. And I'm like, oh, okay. So while I'm shooting, I'm supposed to go 1,000, 2,000, up, time to go. Skeeter, you are really snoring, buddy. He's wore the hell out. He was up all night last night with me. He was up all night the night before. I went to bed last night around 11, and I was like, well, this isn't so bad. I woke up at 1 and didn't go back to sleep until 10 o'clock this morning. I do not want to sleep right now. I don't want to dream. I am being reminded constantly because all the Father's Day stuff is out, and I am really having a hard time. Like the little PTSD monster, she has been let loose. Like, I've had a couple of meltdowns. Not at cashiers and shit, but I've had a couple of meltdowns. But unlike Cutter, if I make somebody cry, I really don't give a shit.
Usually not for a good reason, though, right?
Oh, no. My shoplifters cry all the damn time. I mean, this last one was like, can't you let me go? And this is with, you know, my off-duty officers. And I'm like, it's $545 is the total of what you stole. Hell fucking no, I ain't going to let you go. Now, I did lose my shit on that shoplifter, unfortunately, because she was sitting there and she was trying to give the sob story about how she had stepkids. Now, mind you, what she stole was home decor, like rugs and lamps and...
Where the hell did she put? Never mind. I don't want to know.
Self-checkout. Oh, okay. She went to the self-checkout.
I'm thinking like a skirt or
something. She only spent $59 and had another $540. But anyway, there wasn't one single item in there that would decorate for children or toys or anything like that. So I walk out and I walk back in and she's still fucking whining and she's crying and crying and crying. And she's like, you don't understand. I was just trying to do something nice for the kids. And I lost it. I lost my shit. I looked at her. I said, I have survived cancer. I have survived domestic violence. I've survived addiction. I am currently dealing with 2 nerve disorders. I have a child. I have been homeless. And I don't fucking feel sorry for you. Go fuck yourself. And she looked at me and the tears instantly dried. And she goes, I didn't ask you to feel sorry for me. I said, nor do I give a fucking flying fig why you thought it was okay to take $500, but there ain't a goddamn thing in here for these kids. So why don't you sell that story to somebody else? If you don't think that I'm going to charge you, you got nothing coming. This officer may feel sorry for you, but I do not give a fuck. And I walked out. I couldn't take her no more. I done had enough. Afterwards, the officer's like, what's gotten into you lately? And I was like, well, once the monster gets loose, it's kind of hard to put him back sometimes. You know, I say it. I tell everybody underneath I'm green because there's a Hulk in there. But, yeah. Then the last day I worked, I was so frustrated. I'm a mad crier. So people think, like, you've hurt my feelings or something. But really, I'm shaking literally from head to toe and tears are flowing. And that's a bad thing. That's not a good thing. And a manager's like, we got to go outside. And he's like, what's your problem? I said, I don't get paid enough to keep having to deal with what y'all are asking me to deal with. You make $30,000 more than me. Why don't you fucking deal with it for a change? And we put a lot on you because we know you can handle. And I was like, I don't give a fuck. I don't want to do it right now. Fuck you. And he's like, okay. I mean, that's been my week. It's been rage and anger and yeah. Well, I try not to go into it too much because I'll start crying. But
no, I mean, it's something I think Bo and I talked about earlier this week as well, is that, you know, I've personally had 2 people that's, you know, contacted me within the last couple of weeks and thought about becoming one of the 22. And the other one, believe it or not, was not even a military. He was a civilian and went as far as to write a note, you know, the goodbye note, and just didn't carry through with it. Thank goodness. So, I mean, it's definitely with this. I mean, I know we don't want to talk about it because we beat the fucking shit out of that dead horse time and time again. But I mean, this seclusion, the staying at home, like you said, the short temper of people that actually do go out and you know, that are dealing with these, you know, people that are working and providing a service to you, you know, whether it be at the behind the cashier counter or, you know,
since March.
Yeah.
So, you know, the bombardment of, why don't you got fucking toilet paper? Well, this wasn't, you know, listening to it and getting called names daily, but I can't control it right now with Father's Day coming. Mm-mm. Nope.
Yep. So, I mean, it's definitely a weird time. And if you guys need to reach out, like I said, check out, you know, Battle Under Stress. Check out, you know, Objective Zero. I can't talk enough about that app because it's a wonderful app. It's put together well. If you want to text the person, you can text with the person. If you want to call that person and talk to them, you can call them. If you want to do a video chat with that person, like a FaceTime, you can do that as well. And it's people that are, you know, are going to sit there and they're going to listen. They're volunteering to listen to you because you want to talk to somebody. And I employ anybody that's feeling down, depressed, or whatever to contact, reach out, and just talk to people. Vent. Go ahead. I mean, hell, you want to yell at somebody, type up an email and send it to me. I don't give a shit. I'll read it. I'll reply back probably a couple days later, but it's probably not the best option. But you know what I'm saying? There's people that are willing to listen to you folks, and it's never a bad time to talk to somebody. I mean, it really isn't.
Well, I always say, check on your strong friends, the ones that everybody runs to when they're down, and the one that doesn't seem fazed because they're probably breaking at this point. I can testify to that.
Yep.
Well, and on that, in talking to each other, if you've survived last week's episode, for us, we talked about it afterwards. It's like, you know, it was one of those things that we just let loose. It was something that we needed, and you know, it doesn't have to be like we did it on the air, which trust me, most of us don't remember the second half of the show. But
we're not, you know, sorry for it though.
No,
I mean,
no, it was, it, we needed it.
It may be the shittiest show you've ever heard. Half of it, I couldn't even get our damn show name right. I do remember that part, but you're going to have to look at it from our point of view afterwards when, you know, we woke up and making sure none of us were hungover and all that good shit.
We all survived.
Yeah, we were all like, you know, you said it first, Frosty, but we all agreed and we're like, God, I needed that. Because I don't think people realize we do this show for y'all, but we do it more for ourselves. It's more for a selfish reason. We get to hang out. We get to talk for a couple of hours. I mean, so, and I'll be the first to say, I told the boys how my week was going, and they're like, well, if we needed to get and record a show every night, we'll record a show every fucking night, if that's what it takes, you know.
Or if we just need to get on here so you got somebody to talk to. I mean, but Zoom's been a great thing for just chatting.
But, yeah, it's, you know, the quarantine's really starting to kick people in the butt, especially people with businesses. There are big chains that a lot of places they're not going to be reopening. You know, the stores are permanently closed, and people are just – the ones that have been quarantined, people like poor old Cutter that doesn't get to be out in the real world, once things do go back to normal, it's going to be a big shock on them because they're going to be out in the world and be like, well, this isn't here anymore, and this isn't here anymore, and this isn't here anymore, and this isn't, you know what I'm saying? Or the new normal is going to be a culture shock for a lot of people.
No, and being at home, having PTSD, having medical problems, and I'm used to like keeping it to myself for the most part. You know, I go to therapy, I have a boyfriend. You know, I do that, but
kick the cat. We get it.
Yeah, you gotta kick the cat every once in a while. But I've definitely found myself in like not to the point where I would hurt myself, but definitely in places that are like some of the darker places I've been in a long time, just because it's like, huh, I'm not doing anything. Why don't I think about this very traumatic event for a very long time? Or like when Mother's Day came up,
you can hear it in your voice and it just like the rest of us, if you need somebody, you may not know us, but you can always message one of us and say, hey, it's time for a Zoom party.
Yeah, no, it's good to have this.
because I don't have a lot of veteran friends, and I don't want to burden any of them that are kind of in the same boat as me. But like Mother's and Father's Day get me too, and Mother's Day was like a bad one, and Father's Day is going to be a bad one, and because I don't have anything else to do but think. I can't do my normal rituals and getting out of, you know, reality for a little bit. It's all here, in my shattered little car of an apartment. It's just right there.
Yeah, being stuck in your own head sucks.
Yeah.
And
especially when your head, everything around your head is pizza boxes that need to get thrown out and hats filled to drink and that kind of stuff. I'll get to it.
Like we've said, like we've all keep saying to each other, reach out if you need to chat. We're here for you if we can. I mean, if one of us can't, we can get one of the other ones on there.
And, you know, you said you don't want to reach out because the others, the veterans that you know are going through it. That may be true, but I can guarantee you most veterans will say we'd rather you reach out and it's not a burden and put it on us even if we're already in our own dark world versus do something stupid and hurt yourself. I'm just going right.
No, and I'm
the first to say that.
Haven't had any of those thoughts, but PTSD hits you at weird times, and having stuff going on in your personal life, and it all adds up, and then your boss is hounding you that you're not doing enough, and you're like, that was the thing that did it for me today. Like, my boss was like, you need to be more engaged. And I was like, no, I'm good. Like, I just kind of like smiled, nodded, and I was like, okay.
Are you connected with Oink on Messenger?
On Zoom, I am.
Okay.
Zoom and Twitter.
Yeah.
Oh, so she doesn't have Messenger?
I don't know.
Yeah,
obviously, I can send her all our info if you want.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, because I have, since I have so many alter egos.
No, we just need all these profiles for when we get banned, we can get back on, man. You know.
But, yeah, I mean, I didn't, you know, I'm pretty damn strong, but I don't know. Once they started putting out the Father's Day stuff, I've just been on a downhill slide. And, you know, JJ's like, what can I do? And I'm like, the best thing you can do is just let me be, because this isn't something in my head that anybody can fix. It's just something that I'll have to work through it. But at the same time, you know, I'm not going to let myself get to the point where, like, I'm not talking to anybody or doing, you know, avoiding the radio show or anything like that. But
not going to pull a December Frosty.
Yeah. Well, I'm prone to do that kind of stuff, but I also know that it's not good for me, especially since even though the show is going to air after Memorial Weekend's coming up, that always kicks my ass. And then, like I said, going to work every day and seeing that stupid Father's Day shit, I'm just angry. I'm really damn angry.
Actually, can I pick a topic of conversation out of what we were just talking about?
Sure.
Go for it.
So one thing that's actually been coming up, as I've been getting more serious with my boyfriend, we've only been together for a few months. But it was one of those just like real quick, like it just instantly, like he was perfect for me, and, him not being a veteran, and he had a really stable childhood, but suffers from mental illness himself, and he is trying to learn how to be a military caregiver in a way, or that like support structure as a civilian. And he's having kind of a hard time with how to approach, like, if I have a bad day, what does he do? And it's, you know, he normally asks, he's like, what do you want me to do? Do you want to come down here? You want to spend the night? Like, what do you want to do? But that's a really hard place to be early in a relationship for somebody like him.
What about the fight series books by Betsy Ross? Don't they cover ways to help
Do they?
They cover a huge array of different topics that the military deals with. And, you know, there's a lot of acronyms and stuff that, you know, different branches use. But in the book, I think it's the Fight 2 series, she actually has a list of those acronyms in there. So if you were Air Force and you don't understand Army lingo, or Army don't understand Marine lingo, you know, some of the acronyms that we use, we always like to throw around. You know, there is that glossary in the back, and she does a great job of, like I said, highlighting some of the different issues that military folks go with. And it's a book that I found, being, you know, Air Force, Chair Force, whatever you want to call it, that was, didn't see combat. You know, I have trouble relating to those that did, if you know what I'm saying. If you've never been a part of it, then how can you relate to that? You know what I'm saying? So I found that the books were easy to read, and at the same time, it gave me some insight to some of the things that, you know, our veteran community is facing. And it's a really good series, and I think anybody that's a civilian that just doesn't understand what our military folks have, you know, guys and gals have gone through, whether it be military sexual trauma to the, like I said, PTSD, the different topics that we deal with on a daily basis, you know, she does a great job of highlighting it, and we definitely recommend that series to anybody.
That's actually, I'm going to take that and I'll buy them for him, because he likes to read. And his grandfather.
Kindle, I think, aren't they?
Yes, that's where I got mine. I downloaded them from my phone, because obviously, like I said, you're always carrying your phone with you. And, you know, why poop on, you know, your own time? Poop on company's dime, right? So take that phone in there with you, and you can read a couple paragraphs.
Yeah, no, because his grandfather, and this kind of goes with what we were saying. His grandfather was a Vietnam vet. He was a master sergeant, I think, in the Army. I'd probably get corrected on that. He was like an E8 or E9 in the Army. And
you don't speak Army, so we won't correct you.
Okay, good. Because I don't, and he would correct me anyway. But he was 81 and took his own life because he had started slipping a little bit upstairs and was having some medical problems, and decided to go out on his term, what he saw as his terms. He did a lot of preparation that they didn't realize was preparation. And so he had that happen to him, and then he met me, and I happened to him.
Well, I'm going to tell you, it's not even easy when it's two veterans, especially when they're PTSDs. Nobody's PTSD is like the other one. His is more frustration and confusion when he's in that moment, and mine's more of, I'm a rage monster. I mean, he has the anger too, but it takes a lot to getting there. But like, it's really hard, because it's hard to communicate when you're in that moment. But we did a plan before either one of us had an episode. I know that if he's having an episode, I go get Skeeter, and he knows that if I'm having an episode, stay the fuck out of my way. Because, you know, a lot of people, the abusive ex was one of those, the minute an argument started and you tried to walk away, he would just keep coming at you until you had no choice, but you'd be backed into a corner and you would have to go nuts to get him to back the fuck off. But we came up with contingency plans, basically. So I highly recommend that conversation of, okay, so I'm not going to try to get into your personal stuff, especially on air, but based off of what your PTSD is and how you respond to it, do you need to be alone, or do you, a lot of people, like, they don't like to be touched. So, you know, that's my big thing. Don't try to come hug me. Don't try to get in my space when I'm going through it. And it's a lot of stuff like that of, you know, and so I think it's a hard conversation, especially I don't know how I would do it with a civilian. You know, I'm lucky in that sense that I do have another veteran that understands it, because a lot of civilians don't, but I highly recommend a contingency plan.
No. And I actually really like that idea. He's not a veteran, and he doesn't get it, but the fact that he tries,
mm-hmm. and he doesn't have to get it to know that if you, basically what I'm saying is, if you tell him, okay, so when this is going on, don't text me every 5 minutes. Don't call me, because y'all don't live together. It's going to be even harder if you do decide to live together, especially if you keep a small place, because there's no escape. You know what I'm saying?
Right. And we've had some of those conversations. So I think that a lot of this stuff you're saying is stuff I did to like prep him basically. Mm-hmm. And it was never like a point of conversation. It was just things that came up and he caught on pretty quick, but he like today I was having a pretty bad day. And so I write, and that's how I get everything out. So I wrote a document I had to write anyway. And he was like, this is out of my like emotional level of like understanding. And I was mm-hmm. like, honestly, mine too. That's okay. Like, there's nothing bad you can say right now. Like, I just needed to tell you what was happening.
Oh yeah. And
he's like, yeah, okay.
It takes time. And I always tell the ones that are in distress that I end up, because I did the suicide prevention for over 3 years before it just broke me. But a lot of times, a lot of people's problem is the relationship. And it's a huge trigger because that person is either not willing to work on themselves, or their other half, girlfriend, spouse, whatever, or boyfriend, would not attempt to. You don't have to understand or go through it. You just have to understand the rules of what's going on when it's going on. Like I said, if you're the type of person that you rage, so don't get in their space, don't touch them, but it can be done. I haven't read the Betsy Ross books because I'm not much of a reader these days. I don't have the time, but if Oink's recommending them, I would say go for it. But I think it'll get there. Like I said, it'll be harder if you live together after you've described your apartment. I'm lucky, you know, I have the bedroom and I've got my TV and stuff in here. He can go to the living room. He can go to the office. He's got his workshop. So, you know, we've got our spaces. If we lived in a one bedroom loft or something, we wouldn't survive. The relationship wouldn't survive. I would destroy the place in anger and on not even intentionally. Cause after a rage episode, I have no idea what I have done. I am not in control of me when that happens. And when I come out of it, I look around and I'm like, uh-oh, what did I do?
No. And we wouldn't live in this apartment together anyway. We'd move into something much bigger. And honestly, just for, he's an introvert and he just needs space to like go and be alone. And I think that he can take his own struggles with anxiety, and maybe we don't have the same root cause, but he's like, no, I get what it is to have anxiety. And I'm very lucky to have him. He is an amazing, amazing man that is trying very hard to understand me and where I came from and why I do the things I do. And now I'm gonna start crying because
he's too sweet
to me. No, he's fantastic. But I think that's a thing, is being a not necessarily a caregiver, that's probably too strong of a word, but being a significant other
he's a supporter and not a trigger. A lot of relationships, the other person is a trigger and not a supporter, and that's where you get lucky. We are about out of time, guys. I know we went serious. I mean, most of this, none of us were funny, but that was actually a really good topic she brought up. As a matter of fact, I'm probably gonna tell her to come back next week when we record and let's talk about some other things, because it's been a while. I mean, I don't think we've, other than the help me out, dog people. The dog people, Jaeger Foundation. They have a civilian female that does their events, and I don't think that people get to hear that part of it. Like I said, I try not to drag, especially females, I try not to drag too far into what caused them. I like to talk about the after, what they're doing, and, you know, how it does affect a relationship or work or other things. So I think that we would, it would be a good thing to get into some of those topics, but I'll put a trigger warning with this one. We hate that word, but Bo knows how to word it. So it's not, you know, it doesn't make it sound like don't listen to the show, but
just careful. A little advisory that something could be coming up.
We don't like to surprise people, you know, because the Frag Out Drag Out's all about, we talk about everything. Sometimes it's not fun. Sometimes it's a drunken mess, because that's just, this is our home. This is what we do. And yes, it's for people to listen, but like I said, we're greedy and it's more for us. The show is about us and we try to keep it that way.
When I saw that opening and I was like, no, military caregivers and spouses and things like that and the things they have to deal with, that's like I think that's things that a lot of people can relate to, especially being in new relationships or the dynamic of your relationship changes or something like that. Like, you got to make those plans and things like that.
Well, we can go a little over. That doesn't matter, but we're going to go start with last words and thoughts. We're going to go with Frosty.
Well, we've already kind of hit the topic, so reach out if you need help. If you don't need help, you're in a good spot. Reach out to your buddies. See if they need help. Like we said, the Objective Zero, all those other apps and pages and whatnot, just reach out if you need to, or if you're available to reach out for that person, be available. Say hi. Check on them. Take care of each other.
Don't forget to check on your strong friends. And I'm going to piggyback off that. We do have a Facebook page called Frag Out Drag Out. Now, not everybody is trained, but we do know how to listen. Now, we're not trying to turn that page into a distress page, but if you got nowhere else to go and you can't figure out what to do, you can even message us. I mean, most of the time we get alerts, and Alaskans are on different times. They'll point you in the direction. If they can't sit there and chatty chat chat or don't know what to do, trust me, somebody will send you. You know, like Uncle Fester, he's learned all of our resources and stuff on this journey. So Frosty's right. Make sure you're checking on your battles and doing what he asks.
Kind of a little tip on that one is, your best bet is if you're trying to get a hold of one of us, go to the Frag Out page and then use that to jump to one of our personal pages. We're more likely to respond to you there. The Frag Out page tends to get missed when we're checking things. Might go a couple of days.
You'll see in comments, you'll see DB Oinks, that his alter ego. You'll see Fester's alter ego. You'll see Frosty's alter ego, where you can message them. I don't have a Nevermore, but I will be making one. But yeah, there's ways to find us.
If you need a quick response, you're faster to go to one of our personal ones and say something.
Uncle Fester, any last thoughts?
Well, thank you for joining us all for this tonight, and to DV Cutter, Semper Paratus.
Thank you, Uncle Fester.
Oh, I love that we have such weird names, you know. Cutter, you got anything to final thoughts? Say goodbye, say fuck off, whatever you want to say.
Yeah, so one thing I brought up in Barrick's talk this weekend, with you guys being big fans of art by Carla. Carla was a coastie, or is a coastie. And she keeps the record of all of the coasties who have unfortunately made the decision to take their own lives. And we had 4 in the first 10 days of May. So reach out to your brothers, reach out to your sisters. Even if you think they're fine, just, you know, have a chat. Can't hurt to just see how people are doing. And I did a DV Cutter Facebook and Twitter, and I'm working on populating them. They're a little bare bones right now. But reach out to me. I worked in military nonprofits for about 3 years and do some of the suicide prevention stuff. So I'm happy to talk to anybody, and I'm on East Coast time, and I'm a millennial, so I'm always on my phone.
Mm-hmm.
But I would love to talk to anybody that even just wants to just chat. Have, you know, being lonely is a feeling, and sometimes you just want to talk to somebody about the cat breaking your shot glass or whatever, you know, whatever it is that's bugging you. So feel free to reach out to me. And this was really cathartic today for me. I'm really, really glad I got to join you guys today. Thanks for having me.
Well, I threw in mine with Frosty. I'm going to speak for DV Oink, who had a phone call with a battle. So that takes precedence when your battle calls. You know, you answer that. So with that. You're listening to Frag Out, Drag Out, and we're getting ready to get out of here on DV Radio, WDVR. Tune in next time. Bye-bye, fuckers.
DV Radio.